Tefillah for Life, Shir 1107, Erev Shabbos, Kodesh, Parshiyas Matas Maseh. Rav Dan Segel Shlita said over a story with the Chavetz Chaim that someone sent a letter to the Chavetz Chaim, and he was asking why he's davening and he's not being answered. And the Chavetz Chaim wrote back to him, because you're not davening me oimik halev. You're not davening from the bottom of your heart. And he said, if you daven me'ayme kalev, you'll get answered. Guaranteed. And he writes in the letter that you go into a room, close the door, be ma'ir yourself to daven until you feel that you're davening me'ayme kalev, and then you'll be saved. And the Chavetz Chaim ends off in that letter. He says, if you're going to be zeicha to feel that, then at least you should also daven for the Gula Shlema. Because once you feel that your tefillah is coming, may oimek halev, from the depth of your heart, don't waste the opportunity to just daven for other things, daven also for the Gula. That's the Chavetz Chaim wrote to him in this letter. And this teaches us the power of our tefillah. When a person says Psukei Dezimra properly, when a person prepares themselves for tefillah properly, and they try to daven me'oimek halev, from the depth of your heart, which means, first of all, you believe that the Ribbono Shel'olam has a desire to help you. You believe that the Ribbono Shel'olam has the ability to help you. You believe that the Ribbono Shel'olam is listening to every single word that you say. And you turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and ask Him for your bakasha, Zakta Chavetz Chaim, you're guaranteed to be answered. The only reason why a person's davening and he's not answered is because he's not davening properly me'oimek halev, from the depth of his heart. And we should use this eitzah of the Chavetz Chaim. A person has needs. A person has things that are very important to him. Daven from the depth of your heart. Really, really me'oimek halev, zakta Chavetz Chaim, and you'll be answered. But we have to remember the second part that the Chavetz Chaim says. If you reach that level, don't forget to daven for the gula. Because when you're davening with such a level of oimek halev, the Ribbono Shel Olam is listening to your tefillah, and Be'ezer Hashem, you'll be zeicha to bring the gula.